Hello, everyone. This is Jerry Pippin. An interesting conference is coming up in Albuquerque in August 10th through 12th. It's called Wake Up Now. Actually, this is the second year for it. And we have a lady on the line who's behind the conference, someone I've known for a while. I've actually been on her radio show in the past. Nancy Wallace, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hi, Jerry, and thanks for having me on your show. Yeah, last time you were on my show, I think we had a good time. So hopefully we'll have a good time again.
Well, I'm sure we'll have another good time today, Nancy. We always do. If I remember correctly, weren't you originally from Chicago? But you've been out in New Mexico for some time, right?
In Chicago, I actually had my business out in Chicago when I was there for about 35 years.
I think you would qualify to be a native New Mexican, almost.
Well, yeah, now I am. I moved to New Mexico probably a little over 3 years ago. So I'm a native here, and I love it. Don't ever want to move back to Chicago.
You know, our producer for the Inception Radio series is Joe Champion. He still lives in Chicago. Maybe we should give him equal time. Nah. let's talk about the conference in a minute. But first of all, let's talk a little bit about Nancy Wallace. Didn't you write a book?
Yes, I did. I actually wrote a book. It is an autobiography that I self-published. It's called Raised by Angels, because that's how I feel I have been raised. And granted, I have parents, and I love them, and they housed me, and they fed me, and they clothed me. But they didn't really teach me the wisdom that I have learned over the course of all these years, and I'm actually very grateful for them being there. And it kind of started when I was about 6 years old, and I had a really freak accident where I landed with my head and neck under my back. So by all rights, I should be paralyzed or dead, and I am neither one. But what happened while I laid there, because my brothers were afraid to touch me, I kept hearing this beautiful voice telling me that you're okay, there's nothing wrong with you. You know, a lot of things now will let you know when you can use it. Now, as a child, when you're 6 years old and you hear a beautiful voice, you're not really afraid of too many things, and I wasn't. In fact, when I opened my eyes, I was looking at the ground, but I knew I was laying on my back, which is a big feat, I guess. But I wasn't afraid at all. But that voice, I should say those voices, because I have a beautiful, angelic voice, and I, of course, have some other ones that try to make me really pay attention, have been now with me through my whole life. And they've actually guided me and helped me to basically do the right things and to try to help people. And so that's kind of what my book is about, what I had to go through in order to be where I am today. And some of it's a tearjerker, some of it's kind of funny, and I didn't even want to write it, to be honest. It was like everybody has a story. Mine is just a one of the stories, but they just kept bothering me and saying, you're going to write a book, and I just kept saying, no, I'm not. But as people learn, usually those voices that come through you are very seldom wrong, and they really won't leave you alone until you have done what they basically have asked you to do. So after about 3 months of being downloaded with all this information, I said, okay, if I just write this book, will you please be quiet? Don't go away. Just please be quiet and give me a break. So what happened is I sat down at my computer, and I usually don't get along. But I sat down at 10 o'clock at night, and I didn't really know what time it was till the next morning at 5 a.m., and there was all kinds of things written. I did that two or three times, and the book was done. So I didn't really write it. It was kind of given to me, but it was given to me in the long run, I found out, as a self-help book for anyone that reads it, kind of based on what I had to go through with a lot of people being out there who are starting to wake up thinking that they're weird, crazy, or strange, and they really aren't. They're just starting to wake up. So this book is kind of a guide to help them to know that there are a lot of other people out there like them. All they have to do is not be afraid to start allowing, you know, what they know to now come through.
Now, how does one get a hold of the book?
They can go to my website, which is Nancy's, that's N-A-N-C-Y-S, psychicresources.com, and they can order it right through there. Starting in September, it is going to be published by a company in Denmark. So it'll be in Europe. They're going to rewrite it in, you know, a couple different languages. So there'll be several ways. But for right now, they can get it in a hard book form. They can get it on a CD. Or I can actually do an e-book. So it's there. All they have to do is go to the website and pick which way they want it, and we'll get it out to them.
Nancy, regular listeners to our show have probably heard a commercial for your conference, Wake Up Now conference. the second year. And at the end of that commercial, we say it's a benefit for the School of Now. Why don't you explain to our listeners exactly what the School of Now is?
The School of Now is actually a project of my 501c3, A Child's Miracle Mind, Inc., basically. And again, this has all been channeled to me. And again, I argued with them because they came through and they said I needed a 501c3. And I thought, okay, that's not a problem. But then they came through again and they told me that I was going to open a school. And I said, no, I'm not. I have no idea about schools. Okay? I just said no. And they said, and you're going to move. I said, no, I'm not. So we had our little to-do again, and it ended up where, out of the clear blue, I decided that I might as well do this because, again, they're not going to leave me alone until I follow through. So I was telling one of my friends about it, and he said, Nancy, there's something I want you to see. And I said, well, okay, come on by. So he comes by, and he actually brings me Michael Scallion's map of the world, the future world. And I looked at that map, and it had been very familiar to me, although I had not seen it before, because as a child growing up, I was given all these visions of what's going on. And so I looked at this map, and I said, that looks familiar. Don't know why, but it did. And I said, okay, I need to be right there. Well, right there was in the state of New Mexico, but I didn't know where I actually pointed to. And where I had pointed to is there's a body of water in the middle of New Mexico. Most people think New Mexico is dry, and we actually have a lot of ponds and rivers. But I pointed to this just below this big body of water. Then I had to go onto the Internet and find out where I pointed. Now, the body of water was called Elephant Butte State Park. And then right below it is a town called Truth or Consequences. And I thought, that's pretty interesting. I should point that out. So I actually took a field, like a little road trip, with four generations of women, my mom, my daughter, my granddaughter, myself, and we all came down to New Mexico just to see where right there was. But Truth or Consequences did not have the energy field that I was looking for. So we went back home, and I kind of kept looking, and then I came up with a house that was for rent in Los Lunas. And so I called and, said that, I could come down and see it. So I went down to see it, and the energy there was much better than in Truth or Consequences. So I went back home and I said to my family, I said, I have to move. You don't have to come with me, but this is something I have to do. So that's exactly what I did. I, decided I was going to move, and of course my other three generations of women said, well, you're not leaving us here, we're coming with you. So four generations of women moved down here to New Mexico, and I came down here with one purpose, and that was to find land, find funding, build the school, open it, and run it. And within probably the first 9 months I was down here, I was actually donated 20.5 acres of land to build a school on. So again, my guides were right. You just have to take that move. You have to have the faith. And so that's what I did. So now I'm down here. I have the land. And I've had David Icke. I brought him here. It was really funny. I brought him here for a fundraiser. Not that I got to make a lot of money on any of these because it was a learning process. But I moved down here in April 3 years ago. And David Icke was here in October of that same year as, to try to help raise some money.
I remember that well, Nancy. In fact, on that show, I did a show with you right after you moved out there, and we talked about David Icke.
So then I decided that I needed to keep trying to raise money because this is very important for the children of today and the children that are yet to come. So I had the first Wake Up Now conference. It was a year ago, and I had 16 guest speakers come in. We still have DVDs of all of them if people are interested in getting a DVD from them. They just go to the website, Wake Up Now conference. But I decided to have a second one. And on the second one, I got a lot smarter because I said I learn every time I do something. So this time there's going to be probably 12 speakers. And I cut down the price because I want as many people to come as they can. And it should be quite interesting. I have, speakers. You're going to be one of them, but you're going to do a Skype one, which is going to be really interesting because it's the first time that I have actually done a Skype interview to an audience.
Yeah, I'll be right there on the video screen right beside you, Nancy, while you're on stage. And we'll talk more about that in a minute. I notice we open up the conference. Well, actually, you have a guided meditation at first. What do you mean by that?
There's a lady by the name of Rhonda Harris Chowdhury who would like to do a guided meditation to kind of set the energy so that everybody is kind of open and, sit there and understand what's being talked about. So she's going to do like a guided meditation where she talks people through it, because a lot of people have a very hard time with meditating. So she's going to do like a 10-minute guided meditation. And then I'm going to do a little talk, you know, about the school of now, why it's so important, and also people taking back their own power, because you look around the world and you see how everybody's giving up their power. So it's kind of like a little empowerment talk. And then you're going to come on, which I'm really excited about, in the Skype. And then the next guest after you, his name is Philip Clark, and he is a master numerologist, actually from the Chicagoland area, who's coming all the way here because he's a friend of mine, to talk about numerology and how it can help with your life, can change it, can set things up, including business, not just your personal life. And then Bill Murphy, who actually was my MC for the last conference, has decided to come back again for this conference to MC it, plus do a talk on Saturday. So I'm really excited about that because he's really good. And for people who don't know who he is one of the hosts on Fact or Faked on the Sci-Fi channel. And then Brooks Agnew is going to be there, and he talks about Hollow Earth, but he has a new book out, and it's called Remembering the Future, which I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but what I understand, it's about going back into time so you can bring up all your past stuff and work it out so as the future comes in, it all kind of gels. And then David Weatherly is going to be there. He is actually a paranormal investigator. So that should be interesting because I'm always into that stuff.
David Weatherly is an interesting man, and he investigates paranormal hotspots all around the world and the country. And he's done some pretty interesting things on the Skimwalker Ranch up in Utah. Look forward to talking to him. I look forward to hearing his lecture at your conference. And we're going to run over all the speakers who are going to be there and the events. But, Nancy, I think we need to explain the Skype, how it works. It'll be on a big screen. You'll be on stage. And we'll actually get around to asking some of the audience to participate with questions. It's going to be quite interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to bring some people up who's going to have some questions so that they're actually going to be on, you know, where you can see them on Skype. So you actually know who you're talking to, not just a crowd of people. So
we've been kicking around doing some of these Skype appearances at conferences for a long time, and we're honored that you decided to, you know, have us on first at your conference, Nancy. And we will have a good time. And
I'm absolutely thrilled.
I can't wait to be on there.
Let's talk a little bit about Friday night. What else? What's going on? I mean, besides me.
It actually starts at 6 o'clock at night, and it's over by 9:30. And then, you know, for the people that are there, they can kind of talk and you know, get to know some of the people, because the way I have it set up is that just about all the speakers are going to be there in person, other than yourself. So, you know, they can kind of mingle with everybody, plus with the vendors. And then on Saturday, it starts at 10 in the morning, and, you know, there's going to be various speakers at that time. So, you know, like Katrina Perry's going to talk, and then Bill Murphy's going to do his talk, and then, you know, Patty's going to be there. So Saturday's going to be a pretty big day.
Let's talk a little bit more about Bill Murphy.
Fact or Faked, which is on the Sci-Fi station. And what he does is he actually goes and investigates different things, you know, different synopsis and scenarios of what people has turned in. Like they'll say they've sighted a UFO, and they'll send him some videos of it. He actually goes out and reenacts the entire scene to see if it is for real or if it's actually faked, because people have a tendency to want to do that, you know, to get their name out there. So he goes in and he does all the investigations, and it's not just for UFOs. He does all kinds of paranormal investigations. Plus, at the conference, he and his wife are going to do an experiment with the entire group of attendees.
Can you tell us what the experiment's going to be?
You know, he hasn't explained it yet. He said, Nancy's going to be really something kind of cool. He said it's going to wake everybody up. He said, so I don't want to tell you too much. He said, we're working on it now.
Can you tell us what the experiment is?
You know, he hasn't explained it yet. He said, Nancy's going to be really something kind of cool. He said it's going to wake everybody up. He said, so I don't want to tell you too much. He said, we're working on it now.
He's got you in the dark, too, huh?
Yeah, it's like, okay. You know, but even like last year when he talked, because he did a really good talk, and he brought, you know, videos and had a whole big presentation that so showed why when they go out they can prove that it's either, you know, a fact that it really is true or that it's been faked. So he's pretty thorough, and he's got some really, really good stories. I mean, he's just a super, super nice guy. you know. So him and his wife, they're just very, very nice. So they're both going to be there again, and I'm just, like I said, absolutely thrilled. And then Patty Greer, who actually is, you know, a screenwriter. She actually directs movies. She just made a new movie that we're going to be screening at the conference. It's called Four Stories, One Event, Other Worlds, and it's about crop circles that appeared in the energy that all these people from other countries kind of all came together by actually coincidence to this crop circle.
Yeah, we talked to Patty Greer every once in a while. An interesting person for sure. Now, she's going to be there in person, plus you're going to have her film, right?
Yeah, we're actually going to introduce her, then we're going to do the screening of her documentary, and then after that, she's going to talk about it, and she's going to take questions. So, again, that, you know, that's kind of a first for us, so that should be really, really interesting, too. And then, of course, we have Nick Redford coming in. He's always interesting. He is one cool character. You know, he's an author. He talks about all his book. He talks about government cover-ups. I mean, he's just a really, really neat guy. And so he's going to be there. And then, like I said, Brooks Agnew is going to be there. Lynn Buchanan, he's going to be there. He does remote viewing, which is just great, you know. And so he's going to be there.
We've interviewed Lynn Buchanan several times, and he's coming back up on our show this summer. He's an interesting fellow. Everybody likes Lynn Buchanan. What will he be doing at the conference? Talking about remote viewing, giving lessons or something?
Well, he had mentioned that, you know, he was going to try to do just a short remote view session so people kind of understand. But most of the remote viewing sessions last anywhere between an hour and a half, 2 hours, and there's three different phases. So I don't know if we'll get it totally done, but, you know, he's going to go into a lot of great detail about how it happens, why it works, why sometimes it doesn't work. You know, because there's people who try it and they can't do it, but it's not that they can't do it. They just don't follow the way to do it. So I think he's going to do a lot of talking about that to help people understand how well it works.
Remote viewing, I personally find very fascinating. Nancy, have you ever tried remote viewing yourself?
Actually, I took 60 hours with two different instructors to do remote viewing because things would just happen and I wouldn't really be able to explain them. I thought, well, maybe the remote viewing would help. But I took it so that I could help parents locate their children that were missing. And it works really well.
So you've done it. How does it work, really? I mean, is it like watching a movie? You see a picture of something, a vision, or you just feel something, or what?
Kind of all of the above, for me. Now, I can only talk for me.
Yeah, well, I understand.
You know, there's a technique that you follow that helps you to touch more than your normal five senses that we have, you know, and the technique uses as many senses, you know, that you have, and you can feel things, you can see things, you can smell things, you can taste things. I mean, it's just really neat, and the only reason why most of the time it doesn't work is because people want to think about what they're feeling or smelling or tasting, when all you do is just go with the flow, and you'd be surprised how much information you can get. But see, the problem that I had with it is because I get to feel everybody's emotions. And so while I was doing it, I basically had to relive the last few minutes of a child's life if that child had been murdered or, you
wow.
know, whatever. Yeah, so, and it's okay because, you know, I'm not part of it, and I understand that. But there's a lot of information that comes through from remote viewing, and people will look at you like, well, how do you know that? And it's like, well, I don't really know how to explain it other than there's more than just the five senses to follow. You know, so it's very, very interesting. And it can pinpoint things unbelievably well. And, you know, you can come up with a lot of good info. And there's a lot of people who really are very, very good at it. And everybody's thinking, well, you have to be a psychic. But that's not true. You know, if you have really a good instructor who trains you, there's nothing psychic about it. It's just facts, you know, that are there. It's just our senses that shut down are not picking them up until somebody is kind of saying, well, you know, look around. What do you see? And then all of a sudden your mind kind of goes to a blank and you see a picture and you don't even know really where you're at because they don't tell you where you're going or what you're to find. They give you a set of numbers and your own knowledge that's already buried inside your mind. All it's got to do is hear those numbers, and it will take you to wherever it is. I mean, sometimes they will pinpoint things for you if it's, like, really exact. But normally, they don't tell you where they're sending you. It's called a target. And it just it's fascinating because it works really well if you just relax and you don't think. You know, you just don't think. You just follow it. And so it works really well. And Lynn is really, really good at explaining how it works and why it works. You know, so he's really, really good. I didn't take
We're
my
talking with
Nancy Wallace. I want to talk a little bit more about the conference, Wake Up Now, 2, the second year. I also want to talk about you as a person. And we can even talk about New Mexico. You know, it's a land of enchantment, but I like to refer to it as the land of high strangeness.
That's very true.
First of all, before we go any further, we need to tell people where the conference is. I mean, where it's going to be held. At the Marriott, right?
It's at the Albuquerque Marriott, located at 2101 Louisiana Boulevard Northeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and it's Friday through Sunday, August 10th through the 12th.
That's right. You and I kick it off on Friday, and on Sunday it ends. What's the last thing that happens?
On the last three speakers is Brooks Agnew, Lynn Buchanan, and Adam Goldratley, who is a writer, lecturer. He talks about Roswell, talks about the conspiracies, you know, that goes on, talks about UFOs. He's very interested, and he does it with a sense of humor, which I think is great, because too many people get too serious, and it's like, oh, you know, and it's that woo-woo stuff, and he doesn't do it like that. He actually does it really, really well, you know, with that humor, and I think that's very important. And then that's for Sunday, and it's going to end about 6 o'clock Sunday, probably go over just a tiny bit, but 6 o'clock on Sunday. So it starts at 6 p.m. Friday, August 10th, and ends 6 p.m. a little later, August the 12th. So it's like three good days of really good speakers coming in.
Yeah, from August 10th through the 12th, you can take a journey into new awareness. And it will be quite edifying and interesting and entertaining. Nancy, is this thing expensive?
No, it is one of the cheapest ones you can go to, from what I've been told. It is $50 per person for all the days. And for a vendor, it is $100 for the entire 3 days. I do not take any of the money from anybody. What they make is theirs to keep.
Only $60. I want to understand this. You were guided to have this conference by channeling. Who were you channeling?
Well, my angels just kind of come through, and they give me a lot of good directions. And I just kind of listen to them. I call them my angels because that's how I look at it.
So that's who you've been channeling, angels, some sort of angels, your personal angels?
Yes, ever since that freaky accident when I was 6 years old. And they really, they've tried to save my life several times, actually, in the course of my life. And I still have that human instinct to want to argue with them every now and then, but luckily I listen to them most of the time. So it's pretty interesting.
Uh-huh.
You know, down here in New Mexico, it was really funny because when I first came down here, I was doing an internet radio show, and I had interviewed a lady who actually lived in New Mexico. Her name is Sister Priscilla Wolf. And I told her I was going to move down. And so she said, well, when you move down, Nancy, let me know. So I got here on a Saturday, and I called her on Sunday. I said, oh, I'm here. And she said, oh, really, where? I said, in Los Lunas. And she said, I'm going to be there next week. Why don't you come and meet me face-to-face? And I said, well, okay, but you know where? So she was going to be at this dowsing meeting, this dowsers meeting that they have here once a month. And I said, okay, cool. So I went to the meeting, and I met a lot of people, you know, and I met her. And she was really, you know, very, very nice. So the first time that I was down here, within a week, I started meeting all kinds of people that are very, you know, very much attuned. And it was pretty interesting because everybody has their own little thing that they want to do. So I started meeting people like right away, which was good. And then when they asked me what I, you know, they passed the mic around at this meeting, and they said, you know, kind of tell us who you are, what you do. And my introduction was, my name is Nancy Wallace. I've been here for a week. I came here to find land, find funding, build a school, open it and run it, called the School of Now, and that's what I plan to do. Well, just like that, real quick, because there was probably about 50 people there, and it was like instant whiplash on everybody's neck. It's like, what? You know, we want to talk to you. So after it was all over, I had all these people wanting to talk to me because I was just very straight with what I was here to do. You know, and, you know, I didn't really come down here to, you know, extend my business into, you know, my counseling, because I do life coach counseling. I just really came down here with that intent. And I've told people that. So it kind of fell into place. Within 3 months, I found a person who could design the school, which I wanted it made out of monolithic domes, which is the safest buildings being built in the world today. It's made out of 19 of those, all connected so that the courtyard is totally safe for the children. And they're going to grow their own organic gardens. And, you know, it's all going to be totally different from what people know. So after this meeting was over, I was explaining it to everybody, and then that's when I met this person and said, oh, well, I design domes. So it all fell in very quickly. So within the first year of being down here in New Mexico, not only did I have a design, I had land, which is a big deal because nobody walks into a state and only being there for, you know, a few months and somebody donates you land like that. So it just all fell into place for me. And so that's, you know, what I'm doing. So in order to help, you know, make the awareness higher, raise some money, not a lot, but some, that's why I do the conferences, because it's like this just needs to be done. People need to know. They need to wake up. So it was very simple naming the conference Wake Up Now, because we really, really need to wake up now from, you know, when you look around and see what's going on. So this is the second one I hope to do one every year, even after the school is built, because I think it's real important that people continue to wake up and continue to, you know, grow.